Six sheaves. Thou art entitled to six sheaves, Dick Clark. I am entitled to as many sheaves as six straws will tie. Well, three straws will not tie six sheaves, Dick Clark. Charlie, said the sumner to me, pull three straws out of that stoop and see how many sheaves thou can tie. So I pulled three straws out, piled sheaves on, and I tied 12. There they are, Ned Gill. But it's only six sheaves I'm wanting. Thou'll have to... And he said, what, Johnny? Only three of you? Yes. And where is the eel? Oh, we haven't got any eel for years. And how is that? Well, Father looked at him, he said, who are you? He said, you seem to know me, all right. Don't you know me, Johnny? I'm Ritchie Woods. Well, he knew him quite well then, but he hadn't seen him for some years, I believe. Well, the history of the eel, why the eel was stolen, where it was this. There was a young boy who used to go take the eel jars down to Dick Rattler's, or Dick Rattler's as it was called, Billy Rattler's, rather, to get the eel. But apparently, his father objected to this, and when Dick was coming back with them on day, his father threw stones at the two jars and broke them. And that was the end of the eel at the hooping. And that boy was known as Dick Eeljump until he died 5 years ago.
Well, what about the time of the drought? Were they doing any other work up there at the little stream at that time?
No.
Just the hooping?
Just the hooping only. That's all.
You were talking about an old Mac Kinvig. Could you tell us something about him now?
Well, Mac Kinvig lived in Calby. And he was one of these old men that didn't care for anybody. One man was as good as another with him. Well, Mac was at church one Sunday morning. Bishop Bose was preaching. After the service was over, the bishop came outside and spoke to Matt, but apparently Matt wasn't giving the bishop the honor that the bishop expected of him. So he said to Matt, that's in Kirkbride, and Parson Quantrill